Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're live on a very cold November morning, actually early afternoon in Seattle, Washington. And I'm very happy to be here and to be a member of the Om Times Experts platform. So, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, how does that fit into our daily lives? Today I want to talk about what is real, and how we use discernment when we talk about things like the multiverse and what's out there, with dragons and all kinds of beings that we think are out there or we experience them out there. This is a lead into my webinar tomorrow at 2 Pacific time at the Experts platform at Learn It Live, but it also comes down to things that I've been hearing and experiencing in conversations with people lately, going back to the whole, how do we discern the truth about something? How do we create realness in our lives? So, and we might circle back to some topics we didn't fully explore in the last few weeks about the dead and the stuck dead, who they are and what happens in the afterlife. And of course, I really welcome phone calls. Call in to chat, to ask a question, to get a quick reading. I'd love to hear from you. And to do that right now, you can call 202-570-7057. And if you're shy, you are more than welcome to email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's robinfritz.com. Email robin@robinfritz.com. Or find me on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. So before we jump straight into the show today and talk about what we're talking about, I'd like to start with what I usually do is a guided meditation with the crystal Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz. Fallon is an ancient and very rare power crystal, a healer and a truth bringer. And you can experience him right now during this show for the entire length of the show by simply accessing him the way your intuition works most strongly, seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing. So if you just take a moment to just pause, sit back in your chair, and of course don't do this while you're driving, and just imagine as you connect with Fallon that you're opening your mind up to the possibility that there's more going on in the world than we know, and we just might touch on a little bit of it today. And as you take a deep breath, take your attention to the top of your head. And here's where we're connecting mind, body, and spirit more tightly together, starting with your crown chakra. Imagine you're connecting to Fallon's energy however you experience your intuition. And just allow that connection to work with you to help you clear your energy body. So moving down from the top of your head, down your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. The top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And just feel that rapidly clear any blocks that you have or just the cares of the day so that you can spend an hour here with us. And now if you take your attention to your feet, notice that outside your body is this gold light rotating. Fallon is these days in the shape of a crystal ball. Not my idea. But that's the way he is now. And imagine that light rotating outside your body. And as it moves up your body, just imagine it filling your body with healthy, positive energy. Just kind of a spa day for your energy body here. Up from your feet to your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your third eye, your crown, and your crown chakra. And just imagine that you're connected there to him. You will feel that connection. If you're one of those people like I am, whose strongest intuitive ability is clairknowing, just know that you are connected to Fallon's energy. So today I wanted to start out by talking about discernment in the multiverse and what that all means to us. And it's an interesting question. You know, in the 18th century, a lot of things happened. One, a bunch of guys got together, guys literally, and sat around coffee houses in Europe, and they created the United States of America. Interesting, right? And in fact, we can, this little known but funny fact of history is that a lot of things happened in that period called, you know, the Enlightenment, so to speak. A lot of things happened, a lot of scientific research, a lot of creativity in arts, a lot of world exploration, all fueled by coffee. Yes, discovered and introduced in coffee houses around the world, most frequently or most often in Great Britain and the European continent. And that's what they were doing, sitting around drinking coffee. But there were a group of people that we today call citizen scientists who were doing experiments in the natural world to just try to understand how the world operated. And a lot of these people were clergymen, and they had time during the week when they weren't ministering to their flock or writing sermons for the weekend services to do experiments. And one of the things they did was, you know, put plants in glass and basically learned what air was. And it's really interesting to think about these people because, you know, they weren't in it to make money. And of course, those who were a little bit smarter about that were the ones that tapped in and got the patents, like Edison and the light bulb later. And but they were really just curious about how the world operated and what that meant and how they fit into the natural world order. And of course, we had a lot of theories like Darwin and the idea of evolution and so on. And today we're in a little different position. Our science has come down to empirical science, what we can, you know, observe with scientific instruments. And we've kind of gotten away from the awe and the interest in what's happening in the world and how can we explore it and what if. You know, what if, or I don't know the answer to this question. Let's go out and explore it. And the people, a lot of the people who are doing that today are what I call the metaphysical scientists, the people who are out there asking big questions like, what's going on in the universe? And how do we know that? And is there something that we're missing that we could be contributing to? And how big is the world anyway? And what we do know is what's going on in the universe, that there's so much more going on in the universe than we even know of. And interestingly, I learned this from my animal families. And there'll be people listening that'll kind of do one of two things that go, what the heck? And the others who know that what's interesting about that is that animals and other beings are not like humans. The humans tend to sit around and doubt themselves, or they shrug off what they learn and recognize and explore, and they just kind of know what's going on. And in terms of the evolution of consciousness, humans are kind of at the bottom of the scale. And it's because we block ourselves by thinking that we already know everything out there. A couple weeks ago, there was, that was more than that, but I noticed I can't even remember if it was 60 Minutes or something I caught on the internet, a tape from a TV show about how they had pointed the Hubble telescope you know, at the universe, so to speak. And they'd been getting a tremendous amount of you know, pictures of awesome things happening out there. And they decided to point the Hubble at a black spot, you know, between stars where they couldn't see anything. And they just left it there. They pointed it there. And they thought, well, it's the blackness of space. What could there be there? Probably nothing. What they discovered was that it just took a long time from the light to reach the Hubble, because what they were seeing were more and more star systems out there, billions, billions and billions of them. And so, in fact, we're already still learning, even today, how many more things are out there than what we imagine, and how do we look at them, and how do we explore them. So one of the things you can do is go to my webinar that's free. It's up at the Learn It Live platform, experts.ohmtimes.com/Robin Fritz. And you can go to my webinar, Claiming Home from Lemuria and Atlantis to Home. And, you know, we think some of these ideas, these concepts, or these memories that we might have are so fantastic as to be the stuff of science fiction and fantasy novels. But what if they aren't? You know, and what are we remembering? And what are some of us really remembering? And I know that watching my animals step up to the plate and tell me, guess what, I'm doing this job. And I'm like, wow, there's a job like that, you know. Or listening to the stories that Fallon and I talk about, you know, memories that we have of previous lifetimes together, going way, way back to the beginning of the planet. We're not the only ones. I know a lot of people listening today are going, huh, yeah, I kind of had that dream, or I had this feeling that I come from somewhere else. And it's very possible that you did. And the question is, what is that place, and how does that fit into our lives now? How do we create healthy family, personal lives, and healthy business and creative lives, and still know that the world is bigger than we are? And how do we contribute to that, and how does that add to our understanding and appreciation of the universe and all the beings that are in it? So one thing we know is that from that webinar that I did, that you're welcome to listen to free, is that we did come from many different star systems to create this planet of equals. And what happened next? Well, it went away. The one thing that we couldn't stop was asteroid collisions. And of course, that's what it turned out to be, right? So we're trying to figure out what that means to us then and what it means to us now. And we find out really how complex the universe is after we die. You know, when I talk to the dead as a medium, they tell me about traveling to different planets and dimensions. And in fact, they're in a different dimension because they're dead. So what do we do then? How do we look at that? What are we going to think about it? And how do we discern what's true and what isn't true? So call in and let's have a conversation. 202-570-7057. And we'll be back in a minute. Sorry, I thought we'd gotten dropped there for a second. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk about what the multiverse is and how we can practice discernment.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter OM Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live on a sunny, cold afternoon in Seattle, Washington. And if you'd like to join the conversation, throw in your two cents worth, so to speak, or if you'd like a quick reading, please call 202-570-7057 or email me at robin@robinfritz.com or send me a note on Facebook at The Practical Intuitive. So, the multiverse. What is the multiverse? The theory of the multiverse is that there is more than one dimension. We're aware of one dimension that we live in, our Earth, our solar system, the universe that our satellites and our eyes, and obviously now the Hubble telescope sees out there for us. But there are also multiple, the idea of the multiverse is that there are multiple Earth dimensions and that there are multiple universes out there. And what does that mean? It means that some people could be living in a different Earth, different than ours. I do know people who are quite aware of living in a different place. They're actually a soul living in two different dimensions at the same time. It is a rare person, I believe, who can do that. Usually they are not human. I'm saying I do know some humans, but actually I know, again, beings that are in other bodies, because humans are so analytical, we tend to drive out the knowledge of that. So I guess it would be better said that, yes, humans live in multiple dimensions, but we aren't aware of that as other beings are. So, and in those different dimensions live different beings that don't live here physically in bodies that we can see on our planet Earth. Now, I know that sounds weird, strange. And can we ever prove what a multiverse is to the satisfaction of science and skeptics? Maybe. You know, there's a lot of speculative math out there these days. It's, you know, trying to narrow down, you know, these things. And the topic is, well, you know, we still haven't proven that how gravity and aspirin work. So don't hold your breath on a scientific proof of a multiverse. But, you know, be open to the wonder and the mystery of the world. Now, I am really practical, analytical, skeptical person. And I'm saying that as somebody who actually has been to a multiple Earth dimension, not something I planned. These things that happen to me are usually colossal accidents, and I need a very huge number of very tall, strong spirit guides to keep me out of trouble. I kind of feel sorry for them sometimes because I leap in and I'm like, oh, I wonder about that. And the next thing I know, I'm somewhere where I shouldn't have gone. So don't you try that at home, so to speak. But I was also a person who's very curious. And when something presented itself to me, I would go, okay, now isn't that unusual? So I'll talk about some of these things in the webinar coming up. For example, you know, accidentally drove my car into an alternate Seattle one day. And I'm like, whoa, you know, as I got to what I guess you could call the boundary, I felt like a blanket had just fallen on me. And I thought for a moment, it's like, wow, did I suddenly develop Alzheimer's or dementia? Because in between that moment and the next, I was literally like, unable to process what was right in front of me. It was like, what just happened? And I realized I was still in Seattle, but it wasn't the Seattle I knew, had known for over 30 years. The same area, the same neighborhood was different. I could see different buildings. And I realized what had happened, that somehow I had blundered into an alternate universe. And because I work with other beings who are multidimensionals, in this case, dragons, I promptly said, hey, you guys better get me back into my own Seattle. And that was the end of my exploration. I'm kind of a big wimp that way, but also I don't think probably exploring like that in a car, you know, where something from another place could see you would probably be the smartest thing in the world. But the question of that is, I drove into an alternate Seattle. I knew exactly what it was when I got there. I was very curious and also a little bit like, oh my God, how am I going to get out of here? And another question, do I want to get out of here? Maybe this is a cooler Seattle than the one I'm in, except my kids were at home. And my animal kids were at home, and it was like, huh, so what do you do? Well, so then the next question for you is, as you're listening to this, how does that strike you? What do you believe, and why do you believe it? You know, what is discernment, and what does that mean for us? Now, we're in the United States right now, but certainly in other countries around the world, we're involved in this conversation of what is true and what is not true, what is real and what is fake, right? And you're seeing all this stuff about, you know, Facebook groups that, you know, were obviously Russian trolls. I mean, come on, didn't you people know when you saw those things on Facebook that they weren't real? They were kind of a joke. And I guess some people didn't. You know, but the question is on anything, who are you going to believe and why, you know, and what is balanced or not? And so as we go about our daily lives and we investigate things that might seem extraordinary to us or paranormal or fantastic, as in unbelievable, do you trust only your experience or can you trust someone else? And if you trust other people and what they experienced, why? And what does that mean to you? Now, I have been out in public in Seattle area for, I don't know, a number of years now, teaching small little workshops about the various things that are really out there in the universe. And it's a whole lot different than what we think. And so people are like wide-eyed, but they're curious, right? And they want to know, are dragons real? Yes, they are. Are dragons in the world as we know it? Yes, they are now. What does that mean? That means that our world is evolving again after a long time of not evolving to that level. It means that when the asteroid collisions knocked us back to ground zero or even before that, we had eons to rebuild the world that we came here to build, and now it's here again. Now we're able to access those other dimensions that we've been cut off from for a very long time. So think about it as not exploring something brand new, but as tapping into our ancient past. And that should right away start to make you feel a little bit more like, oh, okay, if I've had multiple lifetimes, then I probably remember some of this. Does it ring true to you or not? And, you know, honestly, don't care if it does or not, because we all have our own path to walk. But what does this mean to us in our daily life, and how do we, you know, practice this discernment? In every interaction and decision in our lives, we have to decide what we believe and why, so that we can just get through the day, right? You know, is that light really green? You know, what do I believe in the packaging of that food product? You know, is soy milk good for you or not? You know, and you notice how information changes over time. What's the right vaccination schedule for your animals? Should you vaccinate them? And for 40 years, we've been spaying and neutering our dogs and cats. And now we know that that's completely wrong and dangerous and has really ruined their lives. But are you willing to believe that or not? What is the science about it? Now, there is science for some of this. There is science on vaccinations. There is science on ancient asteroid collisions on our planet. There's no science around aliens and dragons and the multiverse yet. There's a lot of speculation. But what do you think? And if you think that you'd be curious about it, what are you going to do about it and why? And how does this fit into your own intuitive and healing life? Because that's why I'm out there, is to help you be your best self in tune with your own innate intuitive and healing abilities. And this kind of conversation today is like beyond that. It's what I call the intuitive explorer. We'll be back in a minute, and hang in there. If you would like to call in to chat or to share your thoughts or get a quick reading, 202-570-7057.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14.
31? I mean 13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. So today we're talking about discernment, and I started talking about discernment in the relationship to what we think about the world, to concepts like the multiverse, where there exist multiple Earth dimensions. Now, I'm, again, the very practical, skeptical person, so I wouldn't even be here today if two things hadn't happened. One is that my dog, Murphy, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, on February 28th, 2001, at 10 minutes to 11 in the morning, suddenly lost her mind. She went berserk, started barking and snarling, and my first thought was, oh my God, rabies, which is ridiculous. My second thought was, oh my God, diarrhea, which seemed possible. And my third thought was, we need to get out of the house. I don't know why. She was dragging us out of the house. And 2 minutes later, Seattle was rocked by a gigantic 6.8 earthquake. Our building was shaking around us. Things were flying off the wall, and she had us in the hallway trapped. you know, between a glass door and things flying off the wall. And when it was all over, I went, oh my gosh, you knew that earthquake was coming before it hit. There is more going on in the world than I ever knew, and I can't wait to find out what it is. And that's how I started what I call my intuitive explorations. Sure, there's lots of good evidence now to know that animals can feel the vibrations of an earthquake before we can. All I know is that I had a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel early warning system, and science does not. So there is more going on in the world than we know. And what was going on that dog knew about that earthquake ahead of time? The second thing was that, okay, I'm lazy and I want everything to happen really fast. And I thought, okay, I'm going to write a comic novel about a dog warning me about, you know, an earthquake. And what is that? Like dogs and people talking? I mean, I didn't even know about animal communication back then. But when I came up with a concept, I thought it'd be a great idea for a comic novel. And then I found out it was true, right? It was true. Because I sat down and I gave myself 5 minutes to talk to my dog. And it took like a minute and a half. So here's the thing. You can sit back and not try something, or you can explore something. And we're going to talk about it in my webinar tomorrow, the things that you need to be aware of if you want to go out and explore this incredible universe of ours, the kind of a mindset that you need to do it, how to stay grounded and balanced, and then what's out there, because there's a lot of things out there. You know, the thing that we call Sasquatch, they hate to be called that. They call themselves the Quinich Nation. Why? Because they've been around a lot longer than humans have, and they live in an alternate Earth dimension. And how do I know this? Because one of my jobs is to be what I call an ambassador between dimensions. It is not a big deal job. It is just something that I signed up for and that I inherited when my dog Murphy died. That was her job, and I inherited it. In part, I was already doing that, but it was something we were doing as a family. And the big important job is, if any of this sounds interesting to you, any of these beings that might be out there, you know, strike your curiosity. This is the new frontier of exploration. What beings are out there in different dimensions, and how can we connect with them? And what does that teach us about ourselves? I mean, this is taking it right back to the really practical. Once you sit down, and the people that have come to my workshops and they said, I would like to talk with this being, or I would like to talk with that being. My job is to just set them up to, okay, so you want to talk with them? Here they are, right here. And they're the ones that are having the amazing adventures. They're the ones who are the important people doing great work in the world. They're the ones who are creating consensus and joy and heart connections between humans and other beings that we didn't know until recently aren't mythological at all. They're real. And what does that mean for us every day? If you can connect with your animals, oh, sorry, I forgot to turn off my ant. If you can connect with your animals, if you can connect with a non-human, if you can just imagine a world where there are more things in it than are visible to our eyes, how hard is it to create peace on Earth? How hard is it to create a dynamic family? How hard is it to boost our businesses to offer the best that they can offer to people in the world? It's amazing, and it's creating this healthy, positive world that we can all make a contribution to, and that's what we're out there for. And, you know, what are we here for? We're here to grow our souls, number one, most important thing. We're here to grow our souls. We're here to use our natural, intuitive, and healing abilities to boost our soul growth so that in the next experience that we have even more amazing things that we get to know. And soul growth doesn't just happen. You know, we work at it. Our souls are always developing, and they grow fastest and best with things that strike us as heart true, if you will. So when you're thinking about the multiverse, is it just a fun sci-fi story to you, or is it an opportunity for you to sit down and meet another being, a non-human, intelligent, with a soul like yours, with the ability to communicate an entirely different lifestyle, who's there and eager and curious to meet you, and we just haven't been paying attention? And how amazing is that for you? And what insights does that give you for your own life and your own contribution in the world, whatever you do? And so how do you discern? So you look, and I would like, in the next few weeks, we're going to go back and talk about the things about the dead that I didn't talk about in the last few weeks. We had some wonderful callers and so on. But today I want to talk where discernment takes us in our intuitive abilities. And discernment comes from the decision-making process. So on a very practical level now, taking your intuition back to our daily life and your natural healing abilities, how do you discern the truth of a statement? How do you discern what's real and in front of you and whether you can trust it or not? Because believe me, not everything out there in the multiverse is safe. You should know that. And when you start experimenting with your intuition and your healing abilities, as you should be doing, you're going to run into all kinds of things that are not safe, that are dangerous. And so be aware. I mean, in your daily life, you know, you find all kinds of things that are dangerous. In our neighborhood, we have loose dogs all the time, and they're always, like, not very friendly, some of them. So, you know, it isn't just your intuitive life that you can run into trouble. It's your daily life too. So discernment in the decision-making process. What are the facts of the situation? What do you know? That's your empirical judgment, your scientific knowledge, so to speak, your scientific examination of the facts. And then there's your intellect. What does common sense and your own basic knowledge of something tell you? What are the judgments about that? So, in talking about the multiverse, what are the judgments about that? Well, there are very respected scientists, intellectuals, and creatives who have real thoughts about the multiverse, about what it is and how it exists. And there are some of us who have had real experiences of being there. When I shared my story with some other people, they were stunned because they did not know that people could do it by themselves. Their only experience had been doing it in pairs. I'm not encouraging you to go out and try this on your own. I'm just saying that, you know, we learn by sharing our stories, and then you have to understand and decide what it is you believe in them. So then again, what's your experience? So we've got the facts, we've got your intellect, your common sense, your knowledge, and your experience. Okay, what did you actually experience? Well, I actually experienced the multiverse and alternate Seattle. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. That's just plain and simple facts. What are your emotions about it? What are your feelings? Okay, are you thinking, wow, she's crazy? Maybe I'm not going to call in and ask for a reading. Or somewhere deep inside of you, your heart is registering that, oh my gosh, you know, I kind of wondered about that. I kind of always suspected, but, you know, I'm kind of shy and I didn't want to say that out loud. Because, I mean, who goes around talking about this kind of stuff in their daily water cooler conversations at the office, right? You know, unless you're in a tech company where that kind of thing gets turned into a video game, maybe. And lastly, your intuition. What does your intuition tell you about it? And your intuition is true and honest. Your intuition is giving you really good insights. The question is, what is your intuition looking at? And are you interpreting those insights correctly? And unless you learn to develop your intuition, you're going to be flying blind regardless. And that's too bad, because everybody, like I said, is an intuitive and healer. I know that. I've seen this in my practice. I've seen that with people who say they aren't intuitive, and then I give them a little exercise and bam, they're fascinated by how amazing they are, right? So discernment comes from facts, or intellect, experience, emotions, or intuition, but it also comes from our innate intuitive and healing abilities. So what do you believe? Why do you believe it? And that's a critical question. Why do you believe something? A lot of us believe the things that our religion and culture tell us, and those are myths. The belief that there's a heaven and a hell. It's not true. There isn't. There's a really cool place that's even better than our idea of heaven. And there is no hell. And I can say that because I see it all the time. But what do you believe? And what would our culture look like if we expanded beyond just our simple idea of what that bush out there looks like, or the mountain, or the sea? So I tend to believe most often in what I personally experience, and, you know, my experiences are often way out there because I signed up for that. I signed up to be an ambassador between dimensions. I'm the person who stands there at the portals between the different dimensions and translates what other beings are saying to us and what we're saying to them. That's all I do. I'm a translator. I'm like one of those people at the United Nations. Just translating the language, translating the words, trying to help people understand each other. Different beings understand each other, because that's how we create a more balanced, a healthier, and more dynamic world. What if they had answers for us on how to create clean energy? What if they had ideas for us on how to live better as a society with more compassion and with more understanding of each other? What if they could help us tap a deeper level of creativity than we know now? There's so many things that we could learn if we just opened up our hearts and our minds to learning that. So I just want you to remember there's more going on in the world than we know, so pay attention. We learn by growing and by sticking together and sharing what we experience and talking about it and trying to figure it out with clear minds and open minds. And when other people tell you stories, roll it past your own bullshit detector, right? What works for you and what doesn't. If you're not ready to hear it, that's fine. If you think it's crazy, that's fine. I don't believe any of the alien abduction stories. That's who I am, right? You'll never convince me of that. Partly because the aliens that I know, I mean, don't even need to do that. I can just sit down and have a conversation. But what do you believe and why do you believe it? What does your heart tell you is true? And how is that going to grow your soul? And how does that grow our commitment to creating a world of equals where we all have opportunity? And I think that's my cue for the commercial coming up. Not sure. Is it background noise of some kind? There we go. I'll be back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz on a sunny but very cold afternoon in Seattle, Washington. And we've been talking about what's real, the multiverse and discernment and dragons and anything else out there. So, as I said, I tend to believe in only in what I experience, and I experience an awful lot. But I know that there is more going out there in the world than any one person can get a handle on. And so we need to learn to start trusting each other and our own experiences with using our innate intuitive and healing abilities. And the abilities that I'm talking about today take us into the realm of what I call intuitive exploration, that we are the metaphysical scientists, the leaders of the 21st century. This community that Om Times has created, these are the people who can go out there and open our minds to how magnificent and how huge the universe is and how much is out there. Things that we've been taught to fear like dragons, or to make fun of like with the beings that we call Sasquatch, or to simply like wonder about like the multiverse. Are they real or not, and how do you trust that? So that's where your common sense comes in, of course, and the discernment that we've been talking about. And when you hear people talk, when you're in a workshop with them, when you're having a conversation at a meetup, for example, you know, how sane do they sound? You know, people come up to me and they say, wow, some of the stuff you say is so out there, but you're so matter-of-fact about it. I believe it. And I'm like, good. Because I don't say anything that I haven't personally experienced, which, you know, I suppose any crazy person could say, right? But where does your intuition go? So for today, I'd like to let you think about the role of intuition in your life, because intuition is going to give you some information, okay? So we talked about discernment and how you can decide about discernment from facts, from intellect, from experience, from emotions, but also from your intuition. Now, I believe that intuition is extremely practical. It's how we improve our daily lives. The information that comes to us that can help us in our daily lives, personal lives, and business lives is out there floating around in the universe. We just need to tap our intuition to grab the proper information. So the things that could help you get ahead in your life, to make a difference in your life, in the lives of your family and friends and your coworkers and the world, is floating out there. So how are you going to grab it, and how does that add to this conversation? Your intuition is multidimensional. Your healing abilities are multidimensional. Why? Because the planet is evolving. We're no longer a third dimensional planet. We're moving into fourth and fifth dimensions, which means these places that we thought were myth are very easily accessed by us now, and those beings are there waiting to greet us. But intuition is, again, a practical skill. It's the skill that kept our ancestors alive, where they literally felt eyes in the back and behind them, right? And they knew something was about to eat them up, right? And they were able to get away because we were being hunted by apex predators. So use your intuition to connect with the world around you. I challenge you to go for a walk today or tomorrow, depending on what time of day it is, wherever you're listening. And just be open to the world around you. I mean, when I was first developing my intuition, I was told, hey, go explore whatever you want to explore. And what is that? And I go, like, ley lines. And they said, sorry, you can't talk about ley lines or go explore them. Just, you know, natural kind of thing, right? Great. But I learned about wind. I learned about what air is and how air becomes a hurricane and what that means to the planet. So go out and have a conversation. If you have a dog, points for taking a dog on a walk, pay attention to what your dog is paying attention to. Have a conversation with a tree, with a sidewalk, with things going by. And why would you do that? Because the more aware we are of the world around us, the better we are at our own jobs, at our jobs of growing our souls, at our jobs of creating families and being in families and in friendships and in countries and citizens of the planet and of your country. because there is more out there. We just need to open ourselves up to it. Yes, be very careful, be very discerning. We'll talk about that in our webinar tomorrow, but your intuition isn't spiritual. Yes, it allows you to talk to spirit guides and angels and deities and things that have to come to me and say, hey, I'm real. And I'm like, really? I had no idea gods and goddesses were real. I always thought that was like a myth, you know, and they're like, no, here I am. What do you think I am? And I go, I don't know. You know, you tell me. Intuition is multidimensional, so it allows you to experience that. And that multidimensional aspect of ourselves right now is very fluid, very moving about. So be sure you're really well grounded and balanced to do that. But in your daily intuition, in your daily intuitive life, here's a couple of things that you can do. You can just, when you go to bed at night, if you're interested in having a dream about more than what's out there, or even to get an insight into a personal issue, you go to bed, ask your spirit team, your spirit guides, whatever you want to call them, to give you a dream that will give you guidance on that particular issue. Or, you know, I had this lady talk about on a radio today, she talked about the multiverse. Is that real? And ask them to show you in a dream, you know. Ask them to help you stay balanced and protected in your daily life so that you can discern whether that street is right and safe to go down or not. But also, when you first get up in the morning, do a quick energy clearing of yourself, hands on top of your head and then moving down your body. I know it's hard when you're lying flat in bed to reach your feet. You kind of have to move around a little bit. But just putting your hands on your body and offering healing to your body in the morning and asking your body to be open to your intuition. Even if you never explore the universe and the multiverse and the other beings that are out there, your intuition will help you explore the world that is here around us right now, which is where you're making your contribution. And then ask yourself if it's heart true and if that matters. If the thing that you're thinking about matters for it to be heart true to you, because it might just be a curiosity, and that's fine too. The more curious, the more involved we are in the world, the more we grow and learn, and the more we can contribute to the people next to us. And then sit down and, you know, meet up with people literally and find out what they're thinking and learning and add it to the database, because we have eons, literally eons, to catch up on. Eons of experience that we lost when the ancient asteroids destroyed the civilization we came here to create. It's that plain and simple. It's what really happened. So let me tell you about some things that are coming up here on the show and in the webinars coming up. Next week, we're going to talk about intuition and boosting our business, and so you're not leaving money on the table. We're also going to talk about coming up in the coming weeks, how sensitives and empaths can survive in the world and thrive. And that isn't a 1 hour topic, but there are a lot of things we can talk about in terms of energy boundaries. What is the difference between a psychic and intuitive, a medium and a clairvoyant, and how that matters to you? All of these subjects are coming up, but if there's a subject in particular you'd like to discuss, please email me at my website at robin@robinfritz.com. And tomorrow, Tuesday, November 7th, The Multiverse is Real is a free webinar at 2 Pacific Time at the Experts Platform at ohmtimes.com. Next Thursday, November 16th at 4 Pacific Time, Using Intuition in Business. And on December 6th, Planetary Connection, the Mindset that Helps Us Be Equals with All Lives. And on December 13th, Exploring Our Intuitive Partners. So coming up at the first of the year, email me if you're interested in a multi-part webinar and coaching series on how to tap your intuition and understand your energy boundaries. That is a really important topic that we all really need to understand. And I am available for consultations and healings. I do personal and business and animal communication and space clearing and past life and between life regression, soul progression clearing and energy healing, spiritual awakening, all the things that will help you be your best intuitive healing self. So for this week, as we get ready to close out here, let's close you down from your connection to Fallon. So your crown chakra closes and you get that lightheaded feeling you might be experiencing leaves, and cross your hands on your heart. And this is a technique of healing I learned from a goddess, right, who insisted she was a goddess when I insisted she couldn't possibly be. So, you know, that other beings put up with me, I guess, is the answer to that. Cross your hands on your heart. Breathe in healthy, positive energy to your palms of your hands. Breathe into your palms and hold them out to the world, to the rest of the Olden Times community, wherever that energy wants to go. It's sentient. It knows what it's doing. And then cross your palms on your heart again and just breathe in. You are not channeling energy. You're just breathing. Right? And you know that your palms are healing centers. And now hold your palms in front of your mouth again. Breathe into your palms so you feel that air. And then put it back on your heart. This is going to ground you down and back for the rest of your day, where you can be healthy and positive and happy and make your beautiful contribution to the world. Remember that the world needs you. Practicing your discernment, practicing your intuition and your healing abilities. We need you and all your glory. Step up. We are here waiting to support you. Take care. Thank you for joining me, and we'll be back next week.